Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Dahil matatagpuan sa katimugang bahagi ng mundo o Southern Hemisphere ang Australia, makikita ang mga nagniningningang bituin at konstelasyon o bituin na may pattern na hindi nakikita mula sa hilagang bahagi ng mundo o Northern Hemisphere. Ganito inilarawan ni Dwayne Hamaker na isang associate professor ng Cultural Astronomy mula University of Melbourne ang kalangitan. Dagdag atraksyon pa ang pinakinang na kalangitan dahil sa city lights, kaya mainam itong pwesto para sa stargazing.
When I first moved to Australia from the US, I was stricken by the beautiful skies and all the things we could see here that I couldn't when I was up in the Northern Hemisphere. The planet of the Milky Way, the Magellanic Clouds, the area of the Milky Way near the Southern Cross, all of that was brand new to me. And it's so clearly visible down here in the Southern Hemisphere.
Pinakapopular na konstelasyon dito sa Australia ay ang tinatawag na Southern Cross. Pinakamaganda itong pagmasdan sa panahon ng taglagas at panahon ng taglamig o winter. Binubuo ito ng 5 naglalakihang bituin na tila nakaayos na horizontal diamond. Mas pinatingkad ito dahil ang kalangitan dito sa Australia kapag gabi, ito'y malinis at napakadilim.
What we have in the Southern Hemisphere are some beautiful objects that sometimes you actually need a really dark night sky for. For example, the Magellanic Clouds. They look like 2 little fuzzy clouds in our southern sky nearby the Southern Cross area. But they're not actually in our own galaxy. They are 2 satellite galaxies to the Milky Way galaxy that we're in. So you can only see them in the Southern Hemisphere and on a really lovely dark night out in the country in Australia.
Ayon kay Carol Redford, o mas kilalang Galaxy Girl, na founder ng Astrotourism sa Western Australia, nakikita ang magagandang tanawin sa kalangitan dahil sa angking dark sky mayroon ang bansa. Layunin ni Redford na palakasin ang dark sky tourism sa regional Western Australia dahil tinagurian itong pinakamagandang lugar na mag-stargazing sa buong mundo.
Anywhere beyond the Blue Mountains, like west of Sydney, in western Queensland, in Western Australia, towards the east, even Perth, you don't have to travel too far away. South Australia and Northern Territory have some amazing places. And it's so nice to be at an iconic place too for stargazing, somewhere like Uluru or in the natural bush environment where you're just away from that light pollution and it's beautiful darkness that you can experience and see those millions and millions of stars above.
Dagdag ni Dwayne Hamaker, ang nakikitang tila pinagtagpitagping bituin sa kalangitan ay may bakas na kwento at kaalaman mula sa mga katutubo.
Both Western and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander views of the sky include different types of groupings of stars, what we think of as constellations. But you also have some dark sky constellations that are unique to the Southern Hemisphere. And that's making out constellations, not of the bright stars, but the dark spaces between the stars in the Milky Way. So those dark spaces in Western astronomy are areas of cool gas and dust. That's where stars are being born. In the Aboriginal traditions, they trace out the silhouettes of different animals.
Ayon sa astronomer na si Gilar Michael Anderson na isang Ulia elder mula sa hilagang kanlurang bahagi ng New South Wales, ang nakikitang emu o hugis emu sa Milky Way ay importanteng spirit animal. At ang posisyon nito sa paglubog ng araw ay nangangahulugan tungkol sa katauhan at kaugalian.
The emu in the sky, she's the protector of the water, travels through the water systems in Australia. A lot of people have different names for this water spirit. Everybody has a relationship to that emu one way or the other. And you can see the emu laying there in the wintertime. It lays in the Milky Way because the Milky Way means big river in the sky. But the spirit also dwells within the water here as well. That's her physical incarnation up there, and her spirit is here in the water.
Kaya saad ni Hamaker, walang duda, ang mga First Nations people dito sa bansa ay ang kauna-unahang mga astronomers.
They came to Australia tens of thousands of years ago and would have required some astronomical knowledge in order to even get here. And in those millennia, they've developed very complex systems of knowledge around the stars by observing their changing positions and properties. That's what the elders call reading the stars. They say that everything on the land is reflected in the sky.
Ang dark sky tourism ay hindi lang nangangahulugang pagbubukas ng Western astronomy sa buong mundo, kung hindi para ipakilala ang natatanging kaugalian at kaalaman ng mga First Nations people.
If you look at the night skies, you'll see the Milky Way when it's more or less north-south. And then you can see that there's more light, there's a brightness on that east side of the Milky Way, and that's where the day comes from. And then you've got, of course, the west, which is where the night skies live. So you've got two different sections of that universe and the Milky Way that tells us about who we can marry and who we can't.
Layunin din ni Galaxy Girl na tulungang ikampanya ang pagrespeto sa kaugalian at pinaniniwalaan ng mga Aboriginal na ang kalangitan ay may koneksyon sa pakikisalamuhan ng mga Aboriginal sa kapaligiran, kaya may tanging panawagan ito sa gobyerno.
Light pollution is increasing by about 2% every year. As our cities around the world get bigger and bigger, we are putting more lights in and there's more light spilling up into the night sky, and that hides the view of the stars. And in Western Australia, we've got a big expanse of darkness, and I think we need to protect that. And the local governments in regional Western Australia have been integral to this project in making sure that we can protect this beautiful asset.
Sa ngayon, masayang ibinahagi ni Redford o Galaxy Girl ang sinaunang kwento gamit ang makabagong teknolohiya para ipakita ang magandang sikreto ng kalangitan. Tumutulong din siya sa paggawa ng Aboriginal Astronomy Tourism Trail para matuto ang mga tao sa bansa at sa buong mundo tungkol sa kalangitan sa gabi mula sa First Nations elders at guides. Bagay na sinang-ayunan at suportado ng astronomer Olia Elder na si Gilliar.
We're looking at dark sky programs out home now, and that's a tourist program where they come out and we show them where things are on the ground that relates to the stars. We're putting plans together now, and we want people to come out there to these dark skies and learn how to understand them, how to read them, and we're right into trying to make sure that the people have a very good understanding of the relations between man and the stars.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Campagnoni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment nito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.